1. What is your dirtiest sex fantasy?
I think I'd like to desecrate a church. Like, properly. When I was in high school, when we both, like, still lived at home, and sex was too loud to risk at his house, and I, of course, wasn't allowed to have, like, the door closed and locked with boys over and whatever, we used to fairly regularly go and fuck in this church parking lot that was near his house at night in the back seat of my car. And I always thought it'd be funny. Like, I never would have. Even now, I probably wouldn't, because I don't know, too public kind of ekes me out. But I always thought it would be fun to do it on, like, the steps of the church instead of hiding in the car in the parking lot and back. But yeah, so this fantasy kind of split off and went two ways. And one of them, like, I've been trying to think up, like, this, like, whole elaborate, you know, like, cut, like, a fake panel out in the back of the thing, or, like, something in the floor opens up and I sneak through. No, it would just be so much fucking easier if I was a guy. So I'm just going to be a guy for this fantasy. And, it's just the standard glory hole in the confessional booth thing. Yeah. And I'm still trying to decide what I would do with the priest who's, like, supposed to be in there. Like, would I make... Oh, no, yeah, I'd make him stay for sure, actually. Excuse me. Because, I mean, obviously you're gonna have to, like, tie him up and gag him and stuff and, like, stick him somewhere where he won't cause trouble, but... Before, I was wondering whether I should, you know, stick a vibe up his ass first and leave him like that, or, you know, let him get off easy and just kind of leave him somewhere and hope they find him soon. But I think it'd be more fun, like, a lot more fun, to stick him in there with me. Ooh, and, oh, that'd be good. Because I'm thinking, like, how many people could I talk into, you know, absolve your sins by sucking me off. And it could also be fun. I mean, maybe not a vibe, just because the noise, like, nobody would probably hear it, but whatever. Actually, I might should probably, like, soundproof the whole booth a little bit better, since, you know, moaning and shit. But anyway, yeah, so vibe toy something, and have the person... Probably hold it with their hand, but getting them to hold it with their mouth would be fucking great. Get them to hold it with their mouth and have the priest, have his sins cleansed in the most filthy way possible. Yeah, so, get the followers to ass rape the priest through the fucking glory hole in the confessional booth while I... Oh, okay, no. I was trying to think of something else, because I was gonna say, like, well, I have him, you know, bury his face in my cunt, but that, I don't really find priests all that attractive, so that kind of weirded me out. But I'm gonna be a guy, and, like, I have no personal connection to my dick, because I don't have one, but... Yeah, so that fucking works. The priest will suck me off while he gets ass-raped through the glory hole in his own confessional booth by his own followers, and it'll go over and over again, and I'll have them suck me off too, and no ass to mouth, because but yeah, that's what's up. And the other way that this fantasy went... Fuck, is this thing even recording? Good, okay. The other way that this fantasy went was using the altar as, a different kind of altar. Maybe attaching some ropes to it. Drill some D-rings down into the base. Get some chains involved. Ah, yeah. And that one... I don't know if I would tie myself. No, I'd probably have to get them to do it, because, like, they could just get me off of it. Unless. Yeah, no. So. Maybe I just like drug the whole. Yeah, fuck, we'll do that. Okay, drug the whole convent and get them to let me borrow one of their habits and fasten me bondage style to their altar. And then have just have like the nuns form like a circle around me or something to try and keep it, because this will be like right before mass starts or whatever. And the other like priests or whoever, somebody else, whatever, will come in and like freak the fuck out about it and not be able to get them to like undo it or something. For some reason, I'll have to stay there like I am. It doesn't really matter what that reason is, just some arbitrary shit. And they'll all have to like form a circle around the table to try and block everybody's view of what's going on. And of course, they'll have to like cover me up somehow, because you can still sort of like see through people's like shoulders and like the space between their arms and shit, whatever. And they'll get one of them to sit on my face. And I'm gonna make it really, really fucking hard for her to keep her composure throughout the whole fucking service. And oh yeah. And it's not gonna go. People are not going to leave there thinking that nothing had happened that day. That's for damn sure. I could drug the whole congregation, giant fucking mass orgy. Yeah. Okay, what's next? Number two, your favorite sex toy. My favorite sex toy is a hyper-realistic vibe, dildo vibe thing, and I kind of fall asleep cuddling it sometimes. As fucking odd and possibly pathetic as that sounds. Number three, dress like a slut, what do you wear? Short ass skirt, like booty hanging out the back a little bit, shirt or short. No shirt, actually. No shirt at all. Garter belt, stockings, and heels. Like some nice pumps with like a really, really high spike heel. Oh, yeah. And like a hair tie or something, maybe. Yeah, hair up. Number four, how would you offer yourself as a fuck toy to a man or a woman? Yeah. Face in the pillow, arse up in the air. Tie myself up first, beforehand, just to save a few extra steps. And yeah, just kind of hang out there and like watch porn on my phone, I guess, until I get there. Or okay, so or add go back to what I was wearing, the dress like a slut thing. So decked out in that, except add panties over the garter belt, and then when they get home, take the panties off. And all this without saying a fucking word, but take the panties off very slowly, very deliberately, staring them straight in the eye. Maybe, ooh yeah, fuck the hair tie. Use the panties to tie my hair up. And then catwalk over to the nearest couch and bend over it at the hips. Legs straight as fuck. And wiggle my arse at him. Okay, Five, if you could suck a flavored dick, what flavor? say pickle just because I really like pickled things, and obviously it's got the phallic shape, so it's probably gonna come to mind, but like, I don't think I could. If a dick tasted like fucking vinegar and like pickles, it would like make me ill, I think. I couldn't actually. And I mean, same goes because like, a few of my favorite flavor profile, whatever things are pickled stuff, like vinegar, spicy stuff. Spicy stuff could work, although that would probably. No, I mean, if he's into that, I don't know. Spicy maybe, but yeah, pickled stuff, spicy stuff. I really like cheese and I really like chocolate. And I mean, cheese just obviously fucking smegma comes to mind and just. Oh, God. Yeah, so cheese is. God damn. That's definitely fucking out too. Chocolate. I mean, don't get me wrong, I fucking love chocolate. I'm picky as a motherfucker about it, but I love chocolate. But I don't know. I don't think that I would. I think I'd get sick of the taste after like that long. Like it would lose its novelty and become rather unpleasant pretty quickly. So, I don't know. I don't want to go spicy, but like. Light, like apples, maybe. Fucking apple flavored, alcohol. Gin and tonic. Hendrix with a fuckload of cucumbers. Like, way too many cucumbers. Cucumber slices, whatever.